Hello, it's 5 minutes to the prophetess, the word of God, episode 98. And I know and I trust that God has been using these words, these living words, these words that are alive. God has been pouring them into your heart, brick after brick, after block, and it's building you up in the spirit. So Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, which is our fundamental scripture. By this time you've been listening to me, come on, let's say it offhand. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. So I was talking about the word of God. The big subject matter of the Bible, of the scriptures, is salvation. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the power of God for what? For salvation. And then the angel said to Joseph that Mary is going to bring forth a son. And what's the reason? So that he will save his people. Save. That is salvation for his people. Salvation for the Jews. Salvation for the people. The people of God. So, for the Jews. Okay? So now, we're talking about salvation. Now, let's look at the scripture again. You know, what brought us into 2 Timothy 3:15 is that we want to look at 2 Timothy 3:16. And to be able to understand 2 Timothy 3:16, we have to look at the preceding verse. And that is why he says, and from your childhood, or we looked at various versions. So let's go back to King James. And that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Not only that, but through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Through faith, the gospel comes, salvation comes through faith. Through faith, through faith, we know we're saved. What? Through faith is by grace, through faith. Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And you know what? That's one of the things. You can be a Christian for a long time, 10 years, sometimes 20 years, 30 years, before you can understand those three words here, which is in Christ Jesus. The three words in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Those three words. Listen, one of the things is that you will never find this word in Christ Jesus till after the post-resurrection, after resurrection of Christ. After the resurrection of Christ, that is when you meet that word in Christ Jesus. You will not find in Christ Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will never find in Christ Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's not there at all. It is not there. It is not there at all. You can only find it in after the resurrection of Jesus. So it's called post-resurrection. That in Christ Jesus, the post-resurrection truth. Post-resurrection truth. I mean, this is very important. If you got nothing from this whole thing I'm doing, and you can only get this, that word, three words. And what are the three words? In Christ Jesus. What are the three words? In Christ Jesus. What are the three words? In Christ Jesus. This in Christ Jesus cannot be found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It cannot be found from Genesis till you come to the epistles, or after the resurrection of Christ. That is when you will see those words. In Christ Jesus. So it is a post-resurrection truth. It is what? A post resurrection truth. That means after the resurrection, that is when this truth in Christ Jesus can be found in the Bible. So from Acts of the Apostles to Revelation, that is when you find in Christ Jesus. And look, you can be a Christian for a long time and not understand this in Christ. What's this in Christ? Is it not just in Christ? In Christ Jesus is the key of the epistles, key of the revelation that Paul had. The Pauline revelation, all the revelation that Paul had, the center, the key, the core, C-O-R-E, of that truth is these three words. If you're able to understand in Christ Jesus, you have it made. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a wonder. You're so blessed. Bye.